Hello there, lovers. In this audio, I'm going to walk you through step by step how to coach yourself. You will need to be able to pause this recording, and I definitely suggest you have a copy of Revitalize Your Relationship, the book, handy with you as you go through this. First of all, you need a notebook and a pen. Some of my clients tell me that they really like to do their thought downloads verbally. They like to actually record their thought download into their phone or a recorder. That is also totally fine, whatever works for you. But I would suggest that you get a notebook and a pen ready for the second part of this section. What you're going to do is set a timer for 3 minutes and start writing about whatever issue you are having right now, whatever is feeling sticky or confusing in your life. I want you to write as though you were talking to your most trusted friend. Share your fears, your confusion, your worries. Drop everything off here in what we call a thought download. If you are writing or speaking, the really important thing to do here is to not stop until your 3 minute timer is up. So, just keep going. Don't judge yourself. Grammar and spelling are not important. Making sense is actually not that important. The only rule here is you let your mind go for 3 minutes, get it all out. So pause the recording now and go through your 3 minutes. At the end of 3 minutes, have a quick look back or listen back through what you said. And what you want to do is find one thought in that download that causes you pain or conflict. So we'll pick one. I'll do the download that I used for the book. She doesn't respect me. So let's say Carol, it's not her real name. Carol doesn't respect me. You could say maybe it's your partner who doesn't respect you. That is the thought I'm going to use for my download is Carol doesn't respect me. Now on the new page of your book, you're going to write your thought on the very top and then ask yourself any of the following questions that apply. I have all of these questions in the book, so feel free to go through those together. If this is your first time doing a thought download, I'm going to actually give you my responses. So if the question I'm investigating or the thought I'm investigating here is Carol doesn't respect me, my first question, is it true? I mean, it feels true, but I can't know that 100%. So the answer is, I don't know if it's true. The next question, what am I making it mean about the other person or myself? So when I think Carol doesn't respect me, I'm making it mean that she is petty, that she doesn't understand me, and what I'm making it mean about myself is that maybe I'm not a person who's worthy of respect. She doesn't see it. Maybe there's a reason. The next question, why is it a problem to believe this thought? Okay, so when I think Carol doesn't respect me, it's a problem because then I show up defensively when I interact with her or I avoid her. I don't tell her things. I'm not totally authentic and open with her. The next question, what am I using this as evidence for? I'm using this for evidence that people in general don't respect me. The next question, does this theme show up in other areas of my life? Yes, it shows up in other areas of my life. When I think Carol doesn't respect me and she's supposed to be my friend, then I think maybe strangers don't respect me. Maybe my employees don't respect me. So it definitely shows up in other areas of my life. Next, the question, why does this cause me to feel pain? When I believe someone I care about doesn't respect me, I feel pain because it makes me wonder if I'm worthy. It makes me think that I'm not as good as that other person. And finally, how am I showing up in my life when I believe this thought? So my thought, Carol doesn't respect me. I show up in my life thinking no one respects me, thinking I have to really moderate myself in front of her. I can't totally be myself all the way because she won't respect what I do or how I am. So you're going to answer each of those questions. They, again, are all in the book. Answer each and every one of those for yourself. Pause and do that now if you have not already. Okay, so before we move into the final question of your self-coaching session, I also want you to remember that the point here is not to try and convince yourself out of the thought you're thinking or believing. It's just more to see that this thought probably isn't helping you and to maybe give yourself a little bit more space to recognize that that very first question, is it true? You know, if I believe someone doesn't respect me, I don't know if it's true, but if it's not true, I'm creating a lot of drama. And if it is true, I'm creating a lot of drama for myself. So now we're going to move on to the final questions of the session. And I love these two questions. The first question is, what if I am wrong about this? So if I'm using my thought as the example, if I'm wrong about Carol respecting me, then I'm creating a lot of drama, creating unnecessary tension in my relationship with her. I'm looking for things that she's doing. And you know what? I'm probably not being very respectful of her, if I'm honest. The final question, what could I be missing here that might be helpful to recognize? When I think about being respected, I think that someone who respects you probably cares about your opinion and wants to know how you are doing things. And you know what? When I'm believing that Carol doesn't respect me, I'm kind of missing out on all of the times that she asks me for my opinion, that she asks what I think about her decisions. It's actually really interesting. When I give myself this space, I can see that I might be totally wrong about this. And if I'm open to seeing more complexity, there's actually also evidence that she does respect me, and I'm not seeing it when I'm in this very weird tunnel vision place. So ask yourself these final questions to deepen your curiosity about the situation. And then when you are finished with your self-coaching practice, I want you to take a moment right now and decide what time you are going to coach yourself tomorrow. The point of this practice is you cannot just do it once and expect it to clear everything in your life up. Actually need to do this daily for a little bit of time before you can start to get that space we're looking for out in real time, in real life. So we're doing this in a nice controlled environment, getting awareness with pen and paper or with your voice recorder. But over time, what starts to happen is you will recognize yourself thinking painful or conflicted thoughts in real time, and you will be able to call upon that curiosity that you are practicing, cultivating here, and actually utilize it in the situation. And that is so liberating and so beautiful. I hope that you will commit to doing this every day for at least a month so that you can start to recognize some of those shifts taking place. And of course, if you are ready to take this work so much deeper and get there a lot faster, I want to recommend that you consider working with me or one of my coaches. There is information here on the page about that, or you can head over to revitalizeyourrelationship.com/consultation and book some time to get on the phone with me or one of my coaches and learn how we can help you. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.